Chicago, welcome into the Chicago Sports Podcast presented by Goose Island, the official beer of CHGO. Find one of their Chicago locations at gooseisland.com/locations. What's up, everyone? I'm Kevin Kaduk, head of content at CHGO, joined as always by Casey Standahar, Lawrence Benedetto. Woo. Luke Stuckmeyer is out today.
Oh.
So we are joined by Mark Carman.
Damn it.
The Carm.
I thought I got
you
a day off
this.
Of Carm.
Look at my face. My eyes are shut.
What's happening?
I'm so happy to be here. Big shoes to fill for Luke. What are you upset about?
You're on a podcast.
Look at this photo.
You look fantastic.
My eyes
Casey's
are shut.
Mad because I tweeted a thing where our eyes were shut. I didn't do it.
That is pretty rude on your part.
Look. In order for Carm to do the show today, he had to come through with Scout Seat White Sox tickets for us.
Yeah,
He paid the fee, and we're coming back from Guaranteed Rate. We had a good time out there, the three of us.
It's never a dull moment, really.
It really isn't.
When it comes
seriously.
To Carm's fun ideas, he said, do you guys want to go? And we said, yeah. Yeah, we do.
Lawrence could not make it.
I actually had to work, unlike y'all. You know, you guys.
We went out and made a TikTok.
Oh,
it qualifies as working in this business.
I guess so.
It's hard work out there. I mean, it's all you can eat, all you can drink, and, you know, you get in a food coma. I had to just take a 10-minute nap to get myself ready for the show. Casey did not. She's
exhausted.
Lamenting.
I
captured the nap. Look at this.
I was listening to a podcast.
Yeah. Then you woke up.
What's wrong with your shoulders?
That's amazing.
I don't know. It was like riding up. It was just a quick little, you know.
That was awesome.
Refresh.
You look like the way you were sitting, haunting. It looked like you put on like 150 pounds.
I think I did today, and it's terrible. And and we're gonna have to get a workout in 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, or tonight.
You just
let's
kept
go.
Throwing food at us. I wanted to eat so much more than I could.
Oh, the game is still going on. 2-2 in the eighth. We saw Eloy hit a home run.
Yeah. Oh,
they already have blown it now.
Yeah. Twins tied it up.
Whoops.
So, two out solo shots.
White Sox looking for their first sweep of the season.
That graphic might actually come into play here momentarily. I guess it plays either way.
Hey, I want to thank everyone who joined us at Joe's on Weed Thursday and Friday for the Bears draft party. It was a lot of fun meeting.
Wasn't that like a month ago?
A lot of you, people who are in the chat right now, Gary, Rob, what's going on? It was awesome. I love doing the CHO podcast there. That was a lot of fun. And we made a lot of content, a lot of good content. And to me, what was cool about that, Carm, was like there's so many draft analysts, and what CHGO does is like, you know, there's no way in the world that you listen to Mel Kiper in Kansas City and Mel Kiper comes off the set and talks to you, right? But to be able to, you know, Adam Hoge takes a break. He goes to get a slice of pizza, you know, a beer, goes to the bathroom. And then he's talking to five fans about what did the Bears just do with their picks in the second round. You were doing the same. Corey was doing the same. Will was doing the same.
That was
awesome.
It was a highlight, really, two days for all of us, and that part was great. Anybody want to take this seat for the next 25 minutes? Great. I'm going to go talk to Ronetta and Gary and Rob. Ton of people came. People traveled from distance.
That was
coming.
Crazy. Cleveland, so, Pittsburgh, Tampa Bay.
It was. We appreciated it.
And where were your cousins from?
My cousin Audrey came from Utah, Salt Lake City, and my cousin Caroline lives in Cleveland.
Amazing.
So they came to hang with us, too. It was a blast.
Sure, that's
they loved it. They loved seeing. They're not like sports people, but they were like, we love this.
Yeah.
And they want to buy CHGO merch. They're probably going to get that Bulls vintage. They like that one.
It's a bestseller.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
That was the Standahar booth.
Yeah, that was the Standahar booth.
Yep.
We're all cousins.
I don't know if you guys told the story on the podcast while it was going on, or maybe if it even filtered down to you, Carm, but the guy who won the Ditka jersey from Collector's Cave.
Ditka.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, this is good.
He had just walked in. Somehow he had lost his wallet. He had put it on the top of his car before the commute down here, and it somehow stayed on the top of his car until he got to that Whole Foods right by North Avenue there.
You're kidding.
And it somehow fell off, and he went to go. He had driven here from Pittsburgh.
Huh.
He was going to go drive back to his grandparents, who were like in Norridge. He was staying with them, and someone called him and was like, "I've got your wallet. It's outside the Whole Foods." So he went and got his wallet. I mean, great luck. Then came in and 5 minutes later won a signed Mike Ditka jersey from Collector's Cave.
I hope that dude played the lottery.
That dude is awesome. Wow. He's doing something elsewhere that earned him that. That's how I would guess the karma swinging
here. That's fascinating. He made it.
I'm trying to think of just lucky moments of my life. there have been many.
Have there? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily a wallet.
I lost a wallet like that on the top of my car, and then when I came back to the gas station, it was still sitting there on the floor, like hours later.
That's
like
wild.
No one had touched
you
it.
You knew to go back to the same spot?
Yeah, it was still on the floor. Like, it fell off my car, but it was still just there, untouched.
Wow.
Unscathed.
Have you ever won like a big jackpot or anything like that?
No.
I've won a laptop before.
What?
Not bad.
In college, I won a MacBook Pro. Or at the time, not, you know, it was like a
that's amazing.
The old white thick one that they
so
used
what?
To have.
At the time.
Yeah, I got lucky. It was a drawing. Picked my name.
The old white thick one.
That's on.
Wow. Jesus.
That's honestly the only thing I've ever won. The only time I was lucky.
Roman!
Oh my gosh.
All right, we have a good show. It's May 4th. May the 4th be with you. I'm wearing my Baby Yoda hat, special for New Era. In celebration, we're going to have a Star Wars character draft. Lawrence is not being any fun. He's not going to be part of it, so we're going to do three. Can you add a fourth? Can we let the chat pick?
No.
No? All right. Again, not being any fun.
No.
Like, I mean, you know, you could have asked me to make the graphic like 4 days
ago. We got Darth Sidious behind the board here.
It's fine.
Yeah. Darth Gary's Maul. In.
I love this
Rob's
day.
Rob's in.
Darth
Somebody's
Lawrence.
Picking.
Shout out to Joey for making Jerry Reinsdorf look like Emperor Palpatine
amazing.
There. It was really it's great.
Amazing. I was like, you don't have to do anything crazy. I just want to use it for my thumbnail. And I was like running around this morning. So like maybe you have
Jerry's
more time.
Face in it.
And it's like amazing. It's perfect.
All right.
Wild.
First, let's get to this week's Taking Care of Business Award winner, powered by ComEd. And our winner this week is a Chicago White Sox reliever. It's not Liam Hendricks. We already awarded.
Kendall Graveman?
It's not Kendall Graveman.
Jake Diekman?
It's not Jake Diekman, wherever he is. It is Keenan Middleton.
Who?
He picked up a save on Wednesday night by whiffing Carlos Correa for the final out. Then afterward, called him a cheater. I guess it kind of would have been better had he called him a cheater before he whiffed him, but still taking care of business. He had an inning and a third scoreless on Tuesday as the White Sox are kind of coming back to life here. If they're going to be resilient and somehow climb their way back to 500, back from this crazy hole that they dug themselves in April, it's going to be guys like Middleton that are going to have to come up and succeed.
So I was in their clubhouse last night. I'm turning into Mr. White Sox last couple of days, and you know he pitches well. Sox clubhouse, not a ton of options who you're talking to, I guess, although I wanted to go over to Tim Anderson, but like, and Tim was in the corner, but everybody went over to Keenan Middleton, who I was like not even sure who they were talking to, you know, where's Vinny Duber going. So I just followed the train, and then you know I stick my mic / phone in there to get the sound, and he starts talking about how he, you know, wants revenge on Carlos Correa. And I'm like, I'm looking at the guy, I'm like, who are you? And why are you being so bold? And does anybody care what you think? But he pitched well. Yeah. And Carlos Correa is a cheater, and the White Sox are playing better baseball. So at the end of the day, I was like, good for you, man. Way to go.
So Middleton was signed as a free agent in January. He's a right-hander. He only pitched 18 innings with the D-backs last year, but he's off to a solid start with the Sox this year.
Yeah.
17 strikeouts and a 2.89 ERA over 9.1 innings pitched. That's pretty good.
Yeah, and he's, you know, upper 90s. Let's go. The Sox obviously need some help in that bullpen. They need it today as they've given up.
Talking to Sean Anderson. Apparently he was the Angels closer back in like 2017-18 that had injury problems. And
Okay.
Been trying to get healthy ever since. I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
I went and looked it up. He's actually only faced, Correa four times, but Correa's 2-for-4, so.
I mean, that is sticking with him. We were just there, and we were right behind him, and people are giving him the business. Not like the whole stadium, but.
It wasn't that bad.
Just a little bit of business. A little
We
nudge.
Were so close to Carlos Correa, like. I so normally close. Don't have seats that good. And I don't really know how people get off like yelling like really obscene things at people. You're like right there. But I know other people like
he struck out and that guy was like, hey, Correa, it's harder when you don't know what's going to happen. Right. Your shirt's ringing.
I mean,
at least that was clever and funny.
Yeah, and at least that's not obscene. Like, the guys just yell swears and talk about the guy's family. Like,
yeah.
I don't blame the dudes that want to go at these fans. Like, it's BS. You think you just pay money to, like, yell at these guys? F that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm with you.
Human beings. What are we doing?
If I was them, I'd like to think that I would just, like, tug on my jersey and be like, dude, I'm out here making millions. You paid money to come in here and see me.
You loser.
Casey was like, I'm surprised that they're still yelling at people. I'm like
not
you shouldn't be.
Yet.
This is the year 2023. People are brands, and Carlos Correa's brand will forever be associated with being on the 2017 Astros.
He was
right or wrong. Crazy. That's how it
but
works.
Would he feel this way if he was a Chicago Cub?
Of course not.
Well, the Sox fans certainly would.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a weird calculus, though. Like, when he was a free agent and the Cubs were reportedly moderately interested, I'm like, do you want this guy? And I would have said unabashedly no. But when he was out there, I was kind of started to get interested. Well, Correa, pretty good player. Huh. I did not want them to sign A.J. Hinch when he was making, like, the guy straight cheated. It's a manager.
Yeah,
you can get somebody else.
Yeah, but look who they got instead.
You don't like David Ross?
Oh, you're talking about. I thought you were talking about the Sox because the Sox were like very close to. Remember, they had the signature on the graphic on it.
Oh yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry, I somehow got that confused. Yeah. But yeah, right. But that they just shouldn't have hired Tony.
Yeah, that was the worst.
Bring back Ozzy for once and for all. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good segue into our first segment. We are talking Jerry Reinsdorf, the White Sox owner, Bulls owner. Made headlines this weekend. He appeared at the Milken Institute Global Conference on a panel entitled Game Changers, the New Business of Sports. By the way, one of my favorite parts about that clip was it starts, and Rachel Nichols is the moderator, and for whatever reason, whoever designed the graphics at the Milken Institute Global Conference, it said, like, Rachel Michelle Nichols. And the thing starts, and Rachel is, like, kind of lightly scolding whoever made it, saying, Michelle's not even my middle name. And certainly whatever her middle name is, that's not how she's known. So why would they even put...
Yeah, that's weird.
I wonder if it's just, like, one of those Google autocompletes. The person at Milken had no idea what they were doing.
Probably.
Let's just throw it in there. But anyhow...
That's just weird.
Look, the Reinsdorf comments have been... dissected a lot so far this week, and the reasoning is easy, guys. Jerry Reinsdorf doesn't talk in Chicago. He doesn't talk to the media, certainly never talks to the fans. He's not Tom Ricketts walking down the aisles. I mean, whatever you think of the Ricketts, at least that guy is out there. Same thing with
George McCaskey.
Danny Wirtz.
Yeah.
George McCaskey's out there.
South Loop, let's go.
Jerry Reinsdorf has never been a man of the people. So when he appears on something like this, it's going to draw attention. And it wasn't good attention.
It's always bizarre to me, like, Jerry's calculus at times. Like, he's got to know that this is not going to land particularly well. But
he doesn't care.
But right. That's the thing. Like, I don't think he really cares. Like, he's just being honest. And a lot of the stuff that he said is true. You know, one part that got a lot of attention that people were screaming, you don't know us as fans, was the fans just want you to be in contention at the end of the season. Not necessarily winning championships, but if you're playing meaningful games in September, I think is how he put it, then they're happy. There is some level of truth in that. That as long as you're in it, you maintain our interest, and we're suckers. We're going to... I mean, we're still there. We're still hoping.
Yeah.
It's... But where he gets confused, it's like... He talks about, like, business is so different than sports, and this and that. Dude, the best business decision you ever made in your life was buying two sports teams. They are worth billions. You are a billionaire because of sports.
Yeah, capital B.
You give Reinsdorf all the credit in the world for, in the early 1980s, realizing what was coming with television rights, and I think Eddie Einhorn had a lot to do with that, and seeing how much these were going to massively appreciate, right? I mean, there's no investment close to what, you know, he invests like a total of, what, $20 million into both teams, and now it's probably worth over $2 billion for his share in both.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It's insane, right? And not only did you do that, you obviously held the government, held the Illinois government hostage to get a sweetheart deal with the new Sox Park. You did build a nice United Center in conjunction with the Wirtz family. So, you know, credit to that. That's still a nice building. But you lucked into Michael Jordan, and you lucked into everything going right into 2005. And apart from that, I mean, he's one of the worst owners of all time.
He's just... Yeah, Casey.
No, I wasn't gonna. I was just laughing. You go. No.
Yeah, I was as big of a Bulls fan as you could possibly be. And at the time in 98, and it was a lot of, not just him, there was a lot of Chicago media. I still fight with David Kaplan to this day. They were done. And I'm not betting against Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Let him lose. If they go out, I'll give him a standing ovation walking off the court. There's no shame in losing. Let's see what happens. And, well, they weren't going to re-sign this, and they weren't. That should never have ended the way it did.
Jerry Reinsdorf is a guy, and no one will ever tell him what to do, right? Which is somewhat admirable, but at the same time, if you're going to sit here and say, I'm going to listen to the fans. You want to listen to the fans. Well, it's never been easier to get the temperature of the fans. And, yes, White Sox Twitter is pretty performative and fatalistic. But they sure were right about Tony La Russa.
He also said in that interview that, you know, you've got to stay out of the way and let your general manager be the general manager and let your manager be the manager. If you don't trust him, then you hired the wrong guys. Well... Rick Hahn did not hire Tony La Russa.
Right.
I mean, it's just not – he didn't take his own advice on that one, which maybe he regrets, but the fact of the matter is that he didn't. So it was hard for him to stay out of the way.
I mean, Jerry's just been, like, rehiring the same seven people for the last, like
– He sounds like an amazing boss to work for, right?
Yeah.
Extremely loyal. I mean, if you're within the circle of trust, you never leave that circle of trust.
Yeah.
Kenny Williams sure never has. Rick Hahn probably won't.
No.
It took John Paxson and Gar Foreman forever, to get.
Yeah, I mean, Rick Hahn should have been fired six times at this point, right?
Well,
I
think Rick Hahn is getting to the point where he should be fired, but.
We're in our championship window. What the hell have you done for the last part of that 3 years of the championship window? You're terrible. Well, you're worse.
His last media session, he looked to me like, okay. Please just make it over. I've done everything I
make
can.
Make me look pretty.
I get it. We're 7-100. You want to get rid of me? I am a very smart guy. I'll get a zillion other jobs. I don't need money. I've been in this organization for 20 plus years. I gave it my all. I'm out of here. That's what it felt like. But that division, for the record, ain't that great, and it is a long baseball season.
And it never is, and yet they've. Won it how many times over the course of the last 20 years, whatever?
That's
pathetic.
Yeah.
They should own the division. They are such a poverty.
We were out there
franchise.
Today, and I just said, this is they're just such a sleeping giant because Jerry Reinsdorf runs that team like a hermit kingdom, right? You put up the walls, and it's a very parochial thing, and that's fine. But if you actually had someone, and the White Sox have had this guy before, and Bill Veeck, who makes it fun to come out to the ballpark, who makes things interesting, who is innovative and in the approach. And instead, you've got, you know, Jerry Reinsdorf for so long, you know, Hawk Harrelson was doing the us versus them thing. And anytime you make inroads against the Cubs, which are obviously the 800-pound gorilla in the room, it's all predicated on you continuing to win. And you have to be nice to fans. I mean, I still remember, like, kind of the first time I dealt with Reinsdorf. I think he kind of, like, talked at an opening day or something. And I think it was honestly the only time I've ever talked with him. And he just kind of coming out and just kind of cutting the media down from the start, which, like, fine, I don't need anyone to kiss our ass. But at the same time, like, I was like, wow, this guy's got zero respect for, you know, anyone outside the circle. And I don't think he has respect for the fans. You know, the quote from this conference was, the first week I was in sports, somebody said to me, you listen to the fans, you'll soon be sitting with the fans. To me, like, well, what's wrong with sitting with the fans? Like, I understand kind of what that means. Like, okay, well, you'll be out of money or whatever, but you gotta have your finger on the pulse of the fans much more than Jerry Reinsdorf does.
Well, it's just a different animal. Like, we're not talking about doing heart surgery or, you know, anything that requires super deep thought. Somebody who's sitting at home watching the game has just as large of an ability to dissect what's going on
right.
as you or anybody else who's the owner. Now, of course, you're well more well-connected, and you could talk to people in the industry, and right. you have access to the players, and you're going to get a whole lot more background noise. But can Gary Ross or Ravi or Rob or whoever, can they watch the Bears and know just as much of what's going on in the football field as George McCaskey? Yes. And in most cases, I would say they would know more. I mean, I have that fight with Braggs all the time. It's like, I'm not an expert. I'm like, you're not an expert. You've watched every game since you came out of the womb. Like, yeah. You telling me you're not a Bears expert? Like, what would qualify you to be a Bears expert at that? I don't care if you haven't had the biggest job in media. It's not true. You live and die with this football team. So, I mean, Jerry's, you know, they've got to make a lot of tough decisions all the time that I'm not envious of, but like there's a way in which he could massage the relationship with the people that pay for his tickets and watch his games a lot better than he has.
I mean, what about like, you know, also since Jerry also owns the Bulls, you know, as Gary pointed out, quietly, you know, extended AK. And what has AK done to deserve that?
I'll tell you exactly what AK has done. AK has gotten them back to the middle where they've made the playoffs. Granted, lost in five to the Bucks and made it the play-in game this year. And it was so bad at the end of Garin Pax that, like, he let them breathe for a second. And it's to what Jerry's talking about. Like,
I've gone back and forth on the AK thing, right? He took a big swing. He made some choices that made sense in the time. They just didn't work out right. So should that disqualify him from taking a second swing? Like, I don't know, right? Does it make a lot of sense to bring in another front office, especially with the way the NBA is set up, where it's
sure, but like, I guess like, was he like out of contract? Is that what happened? Was this it? Like,
for AK?
They had to extend him.
Right.
Or, like, was this, like, he still had 3 years left on the deal, and now he has another 2 years or something? Because, like, if he still had 3 years left on the initial deal, why are we extending him? He's done nothing to prove himself. That's my thought. I don't know where – I honestly don't know what his contract was. Yeah. And I
got a question for you, Lawrence.
Yeah.
We were at the end of the Bill Wirtz era. Oh. We know how unpopular Bill Wirtz is.
Hate him.
You think Jerry Reinsdorf ever approaches anything like that?
No.
Why not?
Dollar Bill Wirtz was the worst human being in the world. I almost punched him. I saw him walking
down. Punched him?
No. I saw him walking down Lake Street in, like, I don't know, the late 90s, early 2000s. And I just almost instinctively punched him because I was like, oh, it's Bill Wirtz. I didn't, obviously. I went to Rica Benny's and got a delicious sandwich. But
that always makes things better.
Nonetheless, he didn't even put the games on TV. Like, that was just pathetic. His thought process was way worse.
It feels like for a little bit, Reinsdorf was getting there. Now that the White Sox have rebounded a little.
Have they?
I don't know, but I think everyone will be kind of ready for a Reinsdorf-free Chicago.
Yeah.
Hopefully divest of the team. I don't think that's happening because one thing about sports team investments, they only go up, so.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Objectively, I mean, it's not even close. Now, it's because he ran into Michael, but he's the most successful owner in the history of this town.
7 titles.
And think about how much of that goodwill, like, he squandered.
I mean, it's undeniable that when you look at the resume that he's the most successful dude here. Now, again, there's that big Michael impact, but he's got that mantle.
Yeah.
Congrats.
All right, take on the sun this summer with gear built to last. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered for the warm weather ahead. with premium polarized shades at an affordable price. All three of us were wearing ours out at the game today. Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company that offers a world-class product that's just as good as any expensive pair we've ever worn. Durable frames, extremely clear optics for your outdoor adventures. And that's not all. Shady Rays offers the most insane protection in all of eyewear. Every pair of sunglasses is backed by lost and broken replacements. If you lose or break your pair, even on day one, they told us they will send you a brand new pair, no questions asked. Wear your Shady Rays with confidence because they have your back long after you purchase. And together with our customers, Shady Rays is providing much-needed support to nonprofit partners across the U.S. through Shady Rays Impact. From building play sets for pediatric cancer patients to providing young adults with MS the outdoor adventure of a lifetime, Shady Rays is making an impact in your community and others like it for not now and for years to come. And if you don't love your Shady Rays, again, you can exchange them for a new pair or return them for free within 30 days. No risk when you shop. Their team always has your back. And exclusively for our listeners, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. Go to ShadyRays.com and use code CHGO for 50% off 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 250,000 people.
Pins and Aces, the official golf apparel partner of All City and CHGO. Casey loves her Pins and Aces. We all do, actually. And we get tons of compliments on and off the course. The Pins and Aces company is family owned. It's a, and listen, I got a sweet hoodie. It's so soft. It's so stylish.
Good for napping?
It's good for napping. They make amazing polos, hats, golf bags, even our favorite beer sleeve. Adam Hogue loves that. The innovative product that allows you to store 7 beers right inside your golf bag. Beers. And keep drinking the cold ones the entire round. So check it out. Listen, you want to go there. Pinsandaces.com. Use that promo code CHGO. You get 15% off your first order, and you do get free shipping. Once again, pinsandaces.com.
I'm drinking the new Full Pocket Pilsner by Goose Island.
Is it good?
It's delicious. It was so hot out at the game today, I almost thought it was too hot for a beer. I was wearing my sweatshirt.
Everything was just coming at us, food, and I wanted to say yes to everything, but I couldn't.
You had a Top Shelf Marg.
I mean, you should have if it was free.
I had a Top Shelf Marg.
Top Shelf Marg?
Mike and I had popcorn. I had wings.
Wow.
I need a nap. I need a carb nap.
Yeah.
You don't want to nap like I did because...
Can you, like, retract your head into your shoulders like he did?
Yeah, he had, like, his hood up.
God, this is amazing.
How did you know that I was filming you? How did you wake up?
He just had his shirt up.
I'm just right on the edge. I set an eight-minute timer, and then the 8 minutes went off, and I saw that I had 7 minutes left before showtime, so I put in another 4. So it wasn't completely deep. And I feel great. I literally had no choice. I don't know how you guys get when the food wave is coming.
Yeah.
Food
There's
wave.
No stopping. The food wave. Me.
No, absolutely.
I have perfected the 27-minute nap.
27-minute?
Yes, exactly 27 minutes. I will set my iPhone. I will say, iPhone, wake me up in 27 minutes.
27, not 28.
Within 8 minutes, I'm in that, like, whatever. I don't know the stages of sleep. I hit whatever stage you're supposed to hit. Wake right up by 27 minutes.
Feel
Go on
fully
with my
rested.
Day. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's a European move. Have lunch, take a nap. In this case, we went to the ballpark, had, you know, a cocktail and way too much food and needed a nap.
Need to get back there. Yeah. Apparently, it's going to the 10th.
I mean, it'd be great if I would have gone.
Do they allow any reentry on these tickets?
I think we can get back in. Why not?
Go check out my Twitter, by the way. I posted a great video of Eloy actually hitting that home run.
Oh, look at you.
Can't wait for that for the TikTok. You literally said a couple minutes before, you said, well, it's either going to happen now or it's not going to happen.
And then I told Carm to pull out the draft book, the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
And bet it. And he didn't.
And he didn't.
Didn't do
look
it.
What happened?
It's womp, a bad job. Womp.
Although by the time you would have found the prop page, it probably, you know, it probably would have been too late anyway.
It wasn't happening. But
hey, your boy Matt Mervis got called up today. Too little, too late.
Merv.
I'm getting texts from, like, my Cubs fan text group. Well, the Cubs' relevancy lasted longer than last year, but looks like only through the first few days of May.
What are we talking about? Come on.
Time for the trade deadline chatter to begin.
No, it's Mervis time. Let's go. Mash Mervis.
I didn't understand why they didn't start the season with Mervis.
Well, right. They should have. And Cody has been yelling about it on CHGO Cubs.
He called it.
Like, they've been very upset with this for a while now. But
I mean, you brought in Eric Hosmer, right? And you thought, okay, maybe there's something here. We don't have to pay anything for him. Fine. But, like, what did you think was there?
Seriously.
And would it, like, in the long run, what would it have paid off? That's the thing I don't understand.
I mean, I think their calculus was we're getting him for the minimum, and if he plays well, then we're going to get some level of value at the deadline. And we also want Mervis to get some at-bats at AAA for whatever reason.
Right. But if you had told me, like, the White Sox brought in an Eric Hosmer type.
Yeah.
Trying to – that would make sense to me because the White Sox are closer to theoretically competing for whatever.
I agree.
No one's expecting anything from the Cubs in 2023, so
– I agree. Let him hit. Same thing with he played well last year. He's crushing down in AAA.
Yeah.
Who am I talking about?
What? Oh, Morrell.
Christopher Morrell.
So he's the next one that needs to come up. But, like, he was sort of found out at the end of last season. So it made sense to start him in AAA, get his swing working. But it is working. And what's not working is the, like, poo-poo platter of Nick Madrigal and, you know,
I thought Madrigal was playing well.
Come on. Trey Mancini and Hosmer. Just, like, I feel like the energy needed to be there from Morrell. But whatever.
Isn't Madrigal batting over 300?
Who cares? He's like 5 foot nothing. He sucks.
I like Madrigal.
He's terrible. He's a nobody.
You would.
He's a little cute Nick Madrigal.
A cute Nick Madrigal.
A little cute Nick Madrigal.
He is. Hold on. Nick Madrigal.
They came back today and then blew it. We were on the emergency podcast for Matt Mervis.
His WAR is negative.
You guys really did
two.
Emergency podcast for Matt Mervis.
Yes, thanks for paying attention while you were eating everything at the
I thought it was a joke.
No, they were dead serious.
Yeah, why not, man?
That qualifies as
yes, they've been asking for this for like a month and a half now. Let's go. It's Mash Mervis. It's his time.
We did do an emergency podcast when Jonathan Toews retired.
It ended up we didn't.
No.
Well, I think that was a different
That was a mistake, but
yeah, I wanted to, but I was, I believe, either in
it
transit.
It happened at like 9:15 in the morning.
I think I was in
you
transit.
You eating donuts.
No, I was trying to get here to do Bears.
Bears.
Frickin' Carm.
Gary says it was great.
It was a great emergency podcast. Thank you, Gary.
From start to finish.
Well, I mean, it ended up being a watch-along because the Cubs were getting like one hit when we went on. We've talked through the Mervis thing. Next thing you know, Cody's just like raising his arms in the back of the, you know, he's watching the game also. And
I think the Sox just got out of the top of the 10th because Herb got up and started cheering.
Correct. Great.
Rob is giving us updates.
Yes. I don't know.
Walk it off of the 10th. Let's go.
Anyways, we had a good podcast. We got off right before the Boxberger gave up a walk-off homer, so it's perfect timing.
Nice.
All right, anything else?
Is it time?
Are we done?
I think it's time.
It's time.
You guys ready?
It's May the 4th, everybody.
May the 4th, Star Wars Day.
You know what that means.
Why did it take so long for people to figure out that May 4th could be, you know, was a play on May the 4th be with you? Like, because I feel like this is like, what, last 5 years this really became
last
a thing?
Last five. This has been going on for way
I don't know,
long.
Maybe a little more than that.
Yeah.
Past 10 years, maybe.
At least.
The social media thing,
it's
though,
fantastic.
Right?
It's more social. It's fun. It's like a play on words. And we love a good Star Wars Day.
Do we?
We haven't done a draft for in a while.
It's time for a 4-round Star Wars character draft.
Yeah, it's 5 rounds because I made it.
Oh, it's
that
5.
Way.
We thought it was 4.
No, it's 5.
That's we thought good. It was 4 because the 4th.
So, yeah, we'll get at least 12.
May the 4th be with you.
So, we're doing snake draft.
You tell me I need that to I'm not going
five
first.
Rounds of set.
We're
going to
go
five rounds?
Across
yeah.
the set
get
here.
It,
you know 5
there.
Characters, Carm?
Yeah, but they're going to be gone. I'll work on it. Go ahead.
Okay. So, this morning I actually texted everyone. I said, do you guys know Star Wars enough to do a Star Wars character draft today? Casey immediately responds and said, oh, that's fun! ! I think I could. Carm says, not well, but yes. I said, Carm, you were the only one who was 8 when the original came out. Like, this should be right in your wheelhouse. And Carm said, well, that doesn't mean I have the market cornered on sounding like Yoda, but I'll try. And, of course, I immediately respond, do or do not. There is no try.
Which was a phenomenal response.
And it was on.
Do not.
We're doing this. Yeah. I'm upset I'm not going first, Lawrence.
Who gets the first pick?
Me.
You.
We're gonna cross the set here. Kevin starts, Casey, then Mark. And then it's a snake draft.
I get the first pick.
I hate this.
Oh, great. Well, deal with it.
So Casey acted like Darth Vader was the, without a doubt, number one pick.
Are you not going to take
we'll
him?
We'll see.
No way. Can't take Darth.
I mean, you're not going to take Anakin Skywalker slash Darth Vader. Two for one.
Anakin Skywalker sucks.
Wow.
He has
the
own
little kid and
he has
Hayden Christensen.
Imperial March. Okay, well, yeah.
The little kid and Hayden Christensen ruined.
He sucks.
Well, hold on, though. Hayden Christensen, I like Hayden.
No, he's a good actor.
He has the same birthday as me.
He was handed a shit sandwich and whatever.
He didn't do well in the 1-2. And
well, George Lucas handed him some, you know, supremely shitty dialogue.
Oh, the dialogue was terrible.
I swear to God, if you take my pick.
I'm not going to take Darth Vader.
Oh, you're not.
Because that's probably like taking Homer Simpson.
Out!
Number, I, right?
I mean, no. I think Luke Skywalker's the answer. I don't know what yes or no.
Luke Skywalker's number
yes. Why not? It's Luke Skywalker, the fucking hero.
No way.
Han Solo's the hero. The rogue.
Casey, we're going to get a copyright strike, please.
Oh, yeah. I can't sing the Imperial March.
Jesus.
I'm going with Han Solo. 1-1.
Great call.
Let's go.
Great call.
That's a great
call.
Harrison Ford, man. Like, what?
No, that's an awesome call. I mean, I would take him
Indiana Jones in space.
Strictly for the Dr. Richard Kimball version of him. I mean,
you don't tell me, like even these new ones that just came out when he showed up in The Force Awakens.
Sure.
Han Solo. Yeah.
I mean, Luke's, to me,
you're like into the new ones. You're into like all the Mandalorian.
Yeah, lame
I'm
stuff.
A purist.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah, Casey.
I just picked Han Solo number one.
Casey was -1,000 when it came out.
Don't could.
It's not like I just took Cassian Andor number one. Like that would have been like a.
Okay,
you know.
Fine. You're right.
So you're taking.
It's my turn. Yeah, yes, duh.
Darth Vader.
Solely because of the reveal when second you realize pick. When you realize that he is Luke and Leia's father. Like, come on, you guys. That's an epic moment, and it's James Earl Jones.
Luke.
I saw a thing on Twitter yesterday. Someone said you can't pick the Joker who's the best villain of all time. And I thought, well, if you really want to, like, take someone off the table, you take Darth Vader off the table because he's the best villain
of all
time.
Right, not the Joker. Joker is up there, but no. Yeah, taking him.
I mean, I'm about heroes, so if we're moving this along, I'm taking Yoda, because I
Yoda.
If there's one person in my life that I would love to have with me every day, it is Yoda. But I, you know, then
Carm,
you can do what you set your mind to, Carm. Put your head down and believe in yourself. And then I need a veteran leader as well, so I'm going to take Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi-Wan.
I was going to take him next.
Of course you were.
Mostly because I like Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan.
Are you going all Jedi here? Is that your?
I want vibes.
You want as high R Jedi AS scores, whatever that would be called?
Yes.
Man.
We're watching the White Sox, guys.
There's White Sox walk-off drama behind us.
Guys.
Yes, you're up.
I think I'm going R2-D2.
Great call.
Because just look at him.
He's so adorable.
He's so adorable.
He's the most handsome droid of all time.
All right.
Wow.
And so he's got a great moral character. I love R2-D2.
Yeah.
There's so many, you know, I think, like, there's so much we can draw from here. So many different ways we can go. But I'm pretty freaking happy I'm getting Luke Skywalker here.
Good value.
My second round pick.
That's fair.
Like, like Lawrence said, I mean, that's... I cried when Luke Skywalker showed up at the end of The Force Awakens. I was like in a weird mode. I was.
What a dork.
Well, look. I was sleep deprived. It was the early days of parenthood.
Ugh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All bets are off.
And when we were little, it was Michael Jordan, it was Hulk Hogan, it was Luke Skywalker. Like, those were the three giants.
Yeah. Yeah, right? I totally agree. Yeah.
And so to see Mark Hamill on the screen again. You know, and there's part of Luke where you're like, oh, this guy is kind of a little, you know, he's kind of a wiener, but you kind of have to.
As Gary says, he blew up the Death Star. Give him some damn credit, you know? Let's go.
Lord sure has a lot of, like, input on this.
Yeah, for someone who didn't want to do it, doesn't want to do it.
I said I hated it. I didn't say I hated it. I said I didn't want to do it.
Did you didn't want to do it, or you didn't want to redesign this?
Part of it is definitely the fact that I didn't want to have to like make a brand new graphic day of when the show airs once a week, and we could have thought of this like literally a month ago.
When have we ever thought of anything ahead of time here?
I don't know, but maybe that's a conversation we need to have.
You need to reset your expectations. Hey, a question for you, Lawrence.
Yes.
Are you a Last Jedi guy?
I don't know. Am I? Is that which one's that? I don't know. Probably. It's one of the new ones. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it was a controversial film in the whole canon.
Is this the one where they were holding hands on the beach and then something blew up? I don't really remember. I've lost a lot of interest.
It's your turn again. Which is so annoying.
I know. This is a big one.
I never get a back to back.
Oh,
in the middle. You
know. I'm gonna
bullshit.
I'm gonna let the suspense go here. Because it is NBA playoffs time, and that means big hoops action.
Yes.
With DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Get in on the excitement of every game with the touch of a button. New customers can make a $5 pregame moneyline bet and score $150 in bonus bets if their team wins. Plus, everyone can score a no-sweat same-game parlay every day during the playoffs, NBA playoffs. Open the DraftKings Sportsbook app, opt in, and place a same-game parlay on any NBA game. If it doesn't hit, you'll get a bonus bet back up to $10. Here's where I'm supposed to talk about the bet that I placed this week. I've got some value, Carm.
Casey. I like this bet.
Sunday night, the Sox have clawed back. Came back against the Tampa Bay Rays. They're what, 8-21? Still 9 games out of first. So it's still May 1st, man. There's still plenty of time. I go into DraftKings, I look at the futures. The White Sox are 12-1 to win the AL Central.
Yeah.
I said $25 is worth making the rest of the season interesting for
me. Let's go DraftKings. Let's go Kevin. Let's go White Sox. I like it.
I like it. I'm proud of you. Oh, if you take my other pick, I'm going to be so mad.
Anyway, download that DraftKings app now and sign up with code CHGO. New customers can make a $5 pregame moneyline bet and score $150 in bonus bets if their team wins. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code CHGO. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Massachusetts, call 800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, Kansas, 21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. I should have Carm read that in Yoda's voice.
That would have been
I would have done it, but we'll go to game time tickets, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, I know you get stressed when you don't have them, or if it's the last minute, you're looking for value. The place to go is game time tickets, created by the fans for the fans. I absolutely love going on to my game time ticket app, which I'm going to do right now. And, hey, listen, Cubs are in town this weekend. Miami's coming in. You want to go to tomorrow's Cub game? You are in the door for $19. I give my prices with fees. $19, that covers all the fees. Get you in there. Sit wherever you want. Seats aplenty. Cubs, Marlins. But if you do want that premium ticket, they've got that for you too, right behind home plate. Game time tickets. You will not get a better value on the internet in the secondary market than game time tickets. There you go.
Look at that. I was thinking about going to Wrigley this weekend.
I will be there on Saturday.
I don't know what the weather's going to look like, but
it's supposed to be super nice.
I will be looking at game time.
Yeah, check out game time tickets.
What else is going on this weekend? Game time game of the week.
What else is going on? Well, we've got your options this weekend: Cubs, Monster Jam.
What is that?
The Red Stars are playing on Sunday. If you want to make a trek out to Quad City, you can see the Steam Wheelers.
Let's go to the Red Stars game.
Sox are back in action. Are Sox home too?
Red Stars in the house?
No, that's a week from Friday.
Yeah.
No, the Red Stars are not in the house.
Yeah, on Sunday the 7th.
K-Live.
Gotham FC. Plenty of good seats available, obviously.
All right. Let's go Red Stars.
I mean, that seems like a good value.
$8.
I'll take the Red Stars.
front row behind the goal. $17 with fees. Great seat. Love it. Let's go Red Stars. I've been out there.
Yeah.
Good time. Game time tickets downloaded by over 15 million people. Get into it. Game time tickets.
Not 250,000. 15 million.
No. This is that would be shady.
The Taylor Swift secondary market continues to be concerning for someone with a wife who wants to go.
Well, wait a minute. I thought you were taking me after we found the source.
That guy never texted me back.
That guy. Who is this guy?
I think he did that to ingratiate himself to me.
What a jerk.
In the moment, and then for whatever reason. All right. We are back on the Star Wars character draft.
Are we?
I have the first pick of the third round coming back. I have Han Solo and Luke Skywalker. Casey has Darth Vader, R2-D2. Karma has Yoda and Obi-Wan.
I won already. Darth Vader is on the on every top whatever list as number one all the time.
I'm going to complete the weird love triangle here.
No.
No.
Yes,
I'm going
with
Princess Leia.
Fuck.
Oh, Casey.
Sorry.
Casey with the F-bomb. Woo.
You took my queen.
What are you going to do?
I'm so upset.
So apparently Carrie Fisher is getting her name on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
As she should.
I was like, how did they not do this when she was living? Apparently, like, you have to pay $55,000 to even be considered.
Why are we doing Snake? This is unfair to me and only me.
Which is why people like Chris Angel had a star on the Walk of Fame before Carrie Fisher.
That place is a dump.
Never been.
It's a dump. Don't go.
I kind of just
it's
assumed
dirty
it was
and
like
touristy. It's not even worth it.
It's like the Times Square of
LA. Yeah, it's bad.
LA.
Well,
whenever I'm in LA, I never have any idea where I'm at. So I would like have no idea how to get there.
Yeah, it's not great. Jimmy Kimmel's show's on that street.
Yeah.
All right. I'm taking Ray because you stole my queen.
Who's Ray?
Ray is in the newer movies episode.
The guy from
nine?
The South Side, Ray.
Ray Charles.
R-E-Y.
Okay, Ray. Love Ray.
R-E-Y.
Don't know anything about Ray. I'm sure he's great. That's a terrible pick, but go ahead. You can have Ray.
No, she's a queen. She is a bad bee.
Okay, she's a bad bee?
Yeah.
They're apparently going to try to make another movie with her.
I wanted Leia, but you guys stole Leia. So
I get it.
This snake draft, I get screwed.
Casey, you do not at all.
Yeah, I do.
In the middle, you go like every other. It's the same distance.
No,
like,
it's not, because I don't get it back-to-back ever.
You still have a better spot than Carmen picking third and then also picking last. So just keep that in mind. All right, you got Ray. I am going, well, first off, I don't know how he's still on the board. You guys are not showing any love to your pet friends. I mean, Chewbacca is just a leader of.
I didn't think he was going to last.
I thought you were going to pick Yoda and Baby Yoda.
I'm not picking Baby Yoda because I don't know who that is. But I'll take Chewbacca. And, you know, I need some moral integrity. A guy that will just keep you in line. So I'm going to take C-3PO.
Okay, I like it.
He's a little bit of a pain in the ass, but the dude cares. And I'll rock with you, C-3PO. He's also showed some grit. I mean, the dude ended up, you know, all...
He showed some grit.
Well, he was like half... He was pulled apart. He looked like he was done, C-3PO, and he popped back to life. So I appreciate that resiliency out of C-3PO.
Oh, there's a hyphen.
It's a good
there.
C-3PO.
I literally pick my people based on like who they are as actors. Like, see, that's probably not how you should do it.
Now, Casey, I don't get to pick for another five picks.
Yeah. See.
No.
Thank
it's
you.
Trash. It's trash. Snake drafts are trash.
I mean, that's.
I am going to take Qui-Gon Jinn.
I don't know how to spell these idiots' names.
Qui-Gon Jim?
Jin. We'll spell it. Hang on.
I got it. It's fine.
He's a good Jedi. He's a good guy.
Sure.
He sucks.
Sure.
No, I have no...
He sucks.
I'm sure he's fantastic.
It's Liam Neeson, so...
Oh, I know who I'm going with if he gets to me.
You had to look up Liam Neeson's name?
No, I knew it was Liam Neeson. I was just saying
yeah.
He was looking up how to spell Qui-Gon Jinn.
I got it. Qui-Gon. All right, Kev, back to you for a pair. Back to you for a pair, because we want to screw Casey. That's the whole...
So I've gone as old school as you can get with Han, Luke, and Leia. I want to touch the new generation. But I also want to touch, like, some of the weird characters.
Cool.
Touch them.
Yeah, like, what are we... Terminology. Phrasing, Kev. Phrasing.
So I'm going to go with Bib Fortuna at number four.
Huh?
B-I-B-B. And then, like, Matt Fortuna.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if they're related.
And who is this person? That's literally he was, the spelling? They're Bib?
He's kind of like... Jabba the Hutt's consigliere. He's got that big snake head thing.
Oh, sure. Who doesn't love him?
I'm not that deep into Star Wars. I couldn't. I think he's a Twi'lek, maybe.
I'm seeing it's only one B. Or, I mean, well, two
B's. It's only one B? You know what I'm talking about, right?
No, don't at all.
How do you not know who Bib Fortuna is?
I don't know.
I do like the Imperial Guards, too, by the way. The guys that wear the all red. Mm-hmm. Those guys were awesome.
Sure.
They
sure,
were intimidating. Sure.
Boba Fett's still on the board, by the way.
Oh, there's Bib Fortuna. Yeah, he's overrated, honestly.
I think Boba Fett, his like legacy has really gotten... 20 years ago, Boba Fett was someone who everyone liked.
Yeah.
And now he's kind of overdone.
All right, well,
he's almost overexposed.
Who's your last pick?
I'm going to go... Okay, look.
This is a big
deal. I think there were some real questions about the validity of the Star Wars universe going forward under Disney.
Okay.
After these last three movies... obviously, The Mandalorian has been a hit. The Mandalorian was awesome. The Mandalorian has been awesome. Grogu is awesome. Whoever came up with the concept of Baby Yoda, like, I hope Disney gave them an $85 million bonus because that person deserves it. Whoever, like, right? Like,
yeah.
You go down to Disney World
Soup's
now.
Soup's
cute. Soup's
my
cute.
My daughter has no interest in Baby Yoda. We still walked out of Disney with a Baby Yoda doll. Anyway, I'm not picking Grogu, though. I'm going to pick Cassian Andor because Andor was an amazing series, and if you guys haven't watched it yet, you need to. It was really good. There's going to be a second season, and Diego Luna is amazing, and you know, it's the prequel kind of to Rogue One. Rogue One is one of the better movies, so I'm going with Cassian Andor. I feel pretty good.
I'm about to drop a bomb on everybody.
You like that pick? You don't even know who that is.
I don't, but I'm looking at your whole board here. Solo, Skywalker, Leia, and then you went new school. So I like your whole balance here, Kev. That's where I guess I'm going with.
All right, hear me out. I don't know if this is legal.
Uh-oh.
Lawrence, tell me if this is legal.
Guessing not, because you're saying it. You're phrasing it that way.
I'm picking the Force as my character. Oh!
It's a little bit esoteric, but I like it.
Okay. Because... it can be, technically.
It's got those little midichlorians or whatever.
What? The Force. I picked the Force.
Something that you can't see.
I just
as your
won
character.
This draft. It's like God.
God can be a character.
Yeah.
You picked God.
Wow.
I mean,
take that.
Well, I Googled it. Is the Force a character in Star Wars? And it says,
Carm.
The Force plays an important role. That's what characters do.
Role.
In several Star Wars plot lines.
Gary says not legal.
Gary?
I think Gary's right.
It's a shame that Gary isn't here to really yell at you in person.
Gary's always here.
The Force
Gary
is
wants
in
you
everyone.
To pick Mace Windu.
I do like Mace. Mace was on the board for me in my thoughts, but...
Was Boba Fett?
No. I was going to pick Mace if I can't pick the Force.
I don't really
Lawrence,
care, honestly.
You don't care?
No. I got a bold show to do like 4 minutes ago. Let's
all right.
Get the show on the
here, Lawrence, nice and easy. Lando Calrissian.
Thank you. Billy, I mean, he should have been number one overall. Lando, for God's sake.
I mean,
Lando.
Where the hell is the respect for Billy Dee Williams, one of the greatest
He's a
of all
traitor.
Time? Give me
what
Lando.
Are we talking
he,
about?
You know, he got sideways and he sold out his dudes, but then he came back around and he, you know, realized the error of his ways. Give me Lando.
Yeah, that's
people
a
are going to say
pick.
You're the winner. I think.
Probably.
Because you went,
you guys,
you
I
went most
the Force.
Old school. So to recap,
settle down.
I have Han, Luke, Leia, Bib Fortuna, and Cassian Andor. Casey went Darth Vader, R2-D2, Rey, Qui-Gon Jinn, and the Force.
Mine's pretty solid.
Karm went Yoda, Obi-Wan, Chewbacca, C-3PO, and Lando.
I mean.
Lawrence, who won?
None of you, because no one picked Salacious B. Crumb, the little rat that was with Jabba the Hutt the whole time. He would have been your number one pick.
We're clipping that.
No one picked Darth Maul. No one picked...
Darth
one,
Maul.
And another one. Admiral Akbar. It's a trap. It's come a on. Trap. How do you not pick him? What are we doing, people? This is the worst draft in the history
of drafts.
You
hated Star Wars and you're so into it. He knows every character.
I didn't say I hated it.
Wow.
That rat deserved to be picked. I love that rat is strong.
He's the best.
I think we did pretty well.
I don't know if he's in.
All right, well, that's been another episode of the Chicago Sports Podcast.
Hey, I appreciate everyone joining us all today, following us along on Twitter with our trip to the South Side. That game is apparently still going on, so we'll go catch the end of that. I won't be here next Thursday.
What?
Casey will be. I'm gone next Thursday.
We're both gone.
Casey's not here.
Casey
either.
Won't be here either.
We gone.
Is this show happening?
Good luck with your show.
Oh boy.
Be you and you, Carm, and Luke. How did we do a Star Wars draft without Luke?
That is messed
he's
up.
Be upset.
Luke Stuckwalker.
Is he Carm a Star Skywalker. Wars fan, or does he just sound like somebody that should have been in this?
Named after.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye.
See y'all later. That's appreciate you. Let's have a wonderful evening, and we'll see you.